It seems that, I'm sure memory is blurred, but it was always a lovely, bright, sunny day.
Welcome to this listening bench, put together as part of a Heritage Lottery funded project, You Are Here, Sound and a Sense of Place. You are about to hear a selection of recordings from the Essex Sound and Video Archive and the Finchingfield Guildhall Trust. In the first clip, Roger Guppy describes his childhood in the village in the 1950s. How is village life different today?
Mr. Allen, the butcher, who was also the bookie in the village, my grandmother used to send me down to Mr. Allen's and used to go in the side door and step down into his office, put a bet on. If Grandma was successful, sometimes I'd go back and pick up the winnings, for which I'd get threepence. Nobody went out of the village for anything in those days. Everything was there. They just walked from their houses, and ladies buzzing about between shops with their shopping bags. Sunday afternoons, as boys, we would meet on the village green, sometimes 30 of us, 15-a-side football matches on the bottom green in front of the village pond. It was lovely, and we'd be down there playing till it got dark. It was such a close-knit community. Everybody knew everybody else, literally. By the same, if you did anything wrong as a youngster, it would get back to your parents, you know, because everybody knew each other and woe betide, you know. It was usually the bad news had already got home before you got there. I used to go with Mum out in the fields picking up potatoes and peas. I mean, it's like a huge playground. Children running about everywhere, and then sit down, have a lunch. Everybody lean against the sacks and spread out a sack over your knees to eat your food.
And did they also go out after the wheat and the grain was cut and...
Go up and do gleaning, yes. That was something that people used to do. And the potatoes, you know, when the potato fields were ploughed, they would turn over some potatoes that were left in the field, and the farmer generally didn't mind, you know. And I remember going with my mother and picking up a pail full of potatoes from the field to take home, you know, to see us through the week. It's just a way of life.
Press the button to listen to the next recording.